I'm with Jeff Demers, and we're walking through his composting yard in Danbury, staring at a gigantic pile of hot, steaming horse manure. But there's something different about this pile.
So you see some oranges, you'll see some pears, pineapple, grapefruit, a whole smorgasbord of things that are in there.
Demers says he collects his food waste from nearby supermarkets, and he's excited. That food used to go into the trash, but now...
You're putting them into the plants or the soil. So now that the grass, the lawns, the vegetables that you are planting are now getting the nutrition from that food waste. So it just makes a higher quality and a better compost.
Demers has composted for 13 years, but it's only recently that he started taking in food waste. And thanks to a law that went into effect on January 1st, Connecticut could soon see a lot more people following in his footsteps. Casey Alexander is with the Connecticut Department of Energy and Environmental Protection, or DEEP. She says the new law works like this. If you manufacture food or own a supermarket, resort, or conference center that produces more than 2 tons of food waste per week,
you're going to have to separate your food scrap from the rest of your trash and get that recycled at one of the facilities if you are within 20 miles of a facility that can take it.
But here's the issue. Right now, there aren't a lot of these recycling facilities in Connecticut. In fact, there are only three. Demers' compost yard in Danbury, one in nearby New Milford, and another in Ellington. Alexander says this new law aims to drive that number up. In 2009, roughly one-third of Connecticut's 2.3 million tons of waste was compostable, and businesses are starting to see dollar signs in that trash. They've been scouring state maps, looking for areas highly concentrated with big-time food waste generators, so they can set up shop and capitalize on the new state law. Brian Paganini is with Supreme Industries, which is working to build an anaerobic digester in Southington. Anaerobic digesters are basically fancy composting units that turn food waste into energy. Or, as Paganini puts it,
really think about it as a big cow stomach. All right, you know, food or organic waste goes in through the mouth. The stomach does its thing and works on with bacteria and microbial type of activity to break down that food, and then out the other end comes end products.
That end product will be compost and also methane, which can be transformed into power. Paganini says his company already filed permits with the state, and he's optimistic their anaerobic digester will be taking in food waste by December. And then there's Covanta, which handles trash for 42 communities in Connecticut. They've announced plans to build an anaerobic digester in the Bristol area, which could get food waste from, among other places, ESPN. Back at his composting yard in Danbury, Jeff Demers says a lot of what he is doing now is educating people about the law.
You know, it's hard. People don't like change right now, and it's going to be a difficult thing. But I think once it gets implemented and people realize that that it's an easy thing to do, then it's almost going to be like second nature. It's like separating your plastics from your aluminum cans. You know, that was when it was in that law came into effect. It was tough, but now it's second nature.
And that's what DEEP is betting on. As the new law incentivizes composters to build out the state's recycling infrastructure, more and more businesses will voluntarily choose to compost their food waste, whether the law mandates them to or not. Patrick Scahill, WNPR News.